Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Kenyatta.
Yes, I'm calling because I'm not sure if how this program works. I got an email saying that I to participate in a giveaway for the Samsung S21, a Galaxy phone.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so after submitting a dollar, what would I they're saying that is I would have to pay $39.99. Can you explain to me how that works?
Okay, you said that you did an application or a survey for a free phone.
Yeah, it was a free phone. Yes.
And then you said they tried to, after the dollar, they tried to charge you the $39.99.
No, they just charged me a dollar, but I wanted to know what is the $39.95 for?
I'm not sure that you have the right number because we don't deal with phones. We don't sell phones.
Okay, so this is, what's the name of this agency?
We're a third-party calling agency, ma'am. We have different products.
Okay, so, all right. So this is, says here, the claimed Samsung phone, because you are a winner of a Samsung Sweepstakes entry and network access to many more life-changing. Keep an eye on your email to tell us what you have won. Nevertheless, you have received a free entry into our bonus prize drum. And, okay, cost up to 100. Okay. And after completing that and submitting the payment, I was then redirected to another website. And at the bottom of the website, in the terms and conditions, it provided this phone number.
Just one moment. Okay, ma'am. See, when it redirected you, it sent you to us, which was trial for a meal plan app.
Right.
That's what the $39.95 is for. As if you wanted to get the meal plan app.
No, I don't want the meal plan app.
Okay,
so,
ma'am.
By me entering the dollar, just because it said I won the Samsung Galaxy and I made a payment of a dollar. And then at the terms of it, it said something about the meal app phone. And I will be charged $39.95.
Yes, ma'am. Did you follow through with the transaction?
Yes, I did pay the dollar.
I'm saying the $39.95.
No, I didn't pay no $39.95.
Okay, ma'am. Well, we don't deal with the phones. We only deal with that meal app that it was trying to charge you for, which is the $39.
Deal with that. Can you double check and see if they're going to check that out of my account? Is that was part of it of paying for when I submitted the dollar, the information to make the dollar payment? Can I give you my email and see if you have anything on file for it? Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm checking our account to see if we have a plan. I mean, I'm sorry, an account for you. Give me just one moment.
Mm-hmm. Are you checking? Oh, you checking by my phone number?
No, I have to get into the search criteria first. Then I'm gonna need your zip code.
Okay.
May I have your zip code, please?
10453.
10453.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Just one moment. May I have your first and last name?
Debbie Lewis.
Debbie Lewis. Thank you, ma'am. Just one moment.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get you to verify your address for me, please?
1695 Grand Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10453, apartment 6D.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking over your information that you verified for me. We do have an account with your name on it, and it is for the meal plan.
I would like to cancel that. I didn't know that that was part of this thing here.
It is a great app, ma'am. It's focused on how to use real foods to boost your energy and cut sugar, carb, and cravings. I would hate for you to lose it.
I don't need it. I don't need it.
Even if I offered you $19.85 off your purchases, making it only $20 a month?
I don't need it. No need. No.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment while I cancel your account out. I do apologize about the wait, ma'am. I'm getting your account notated and canceled out.
Okay.
Okay.
So they was going to charge me $39 today?
Yes, ma'am. They charged you the $39.95.
Okay, so you're going to put it back out. You're going to resubmit it. Refund it, please? That's not what I agreed to.
Just one moment. Okay, ma'am. I'm able to offer you a 25% refund.
What is a 20%? No, because I want my full refund because according to this, when it says up here at the top, I'll say, thank you for entering the sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Sign up below for a special offer to get the ultimate healthy meal plan app, which includes a suite of tools to improve your lifestyle with details, goal tracking, and voice journal. But it says no purchase necessary. So why am I being charged to sign? Why am I being charged to enter the sweepstake and being charged $39.99? And when it says no purchase is necessary, I'm not authorizing this purchase. So I would like to have my money back.
I do apologize, ma'am. I can't see what you see on your screen. I can only see the account. But I am able to offer you a 50% refund back.
A 50% refund? No, I want my whole refund back because it says thank you for entering, but no purchase is necessary. I didn't enter this. I didn't enter the sweepstake so that I could be charged $39.95. When they says no purchase is necessary. So this is false advertisement, and it's being and it's being misleading to the consumers.
Ma'am, do you remember checking the box that stated that she was 18 years of age and older?
Yes.
And that box was our terms and conditions. It stated that the meal plan price was $39.95, and that you would be charged for that meal plan app.
No, it didn't. No, I didn't see that. I didn't see that in it.
Yes, ma'am. In order for you.
And as I'm going back, it's telling me the 404 website. It's giving me an error code of 404 website is not available, not found.
Yes, ma'am. I want to know. I can't see that. Let me give me a moment while I speak with my supervisor, ma'am.
Yes, because this is false advertisement. It says no purse is necessary.
Money back.
Okay, ma'am. Speaking with my supervisor, I'm able to offer you the 75% refund, ma'am, because it is a valid charge. The information was entered in manually, and the price was in our terms and conditions.
Well, I am sure going to report this to the Better Bureau of Business because it definitely says no purchase is necessary. So if they say that, why are after with it? That's the first thing it says on top of the website, no purchase necessary to enter the sweepstakes.
Was that one for...
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
Why are they, you know, and then after you submit your the payment information, then at the bottom of it, it says you're going to be charged for $39.95. But at the top part, before you even enter your payment information, it says on a website, no purchase necessary to enter the sweepstakes. So this is false advertisement or incorrectly advertisement because it's conflicted. Do you understand what I'm saying? If they put that on the website, where as you go do the steps, and it says no purchase necessary to enter the sweepstakes, after you enter your information, your payment information for the dollar for the phone to be shipped to you, then it has at the bottom, you'll be charged $39.95. If it states that before you even enter your payment information, why are you being charged that? It's horrible. It's horrible how they mislead consumers. It's really horrible how they mislead consumers. So what is the amount that you'll be charged that you'll be sending, you'll be refunding me to?
Just one moment, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, I will get this order canceled out to you and your money refunded. Give me just one moment. Yes, ma'am, I am here. I'm just still notating your account.
Mm-hmm. How much money would they be refunding me?
$39.85.
So I'll have to pay 10%, 10 cents.
Ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
So so my total payment would be 10 cents?
No, ma'am. They charged your car for $39.85 for the meal plan. That's what I'm refunding back to you now.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Just one moment. My computer's moving just a little bit slow. Okay, ma'am, I do have your account, your money refunded. It should be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you.
Do you have a pen and paper for your refund number, ma'am?
Hold on 1 second. Let me get
one. Yes, ma'am.
Coming from what company?
We're a third party. Just one moment.
It says Prime FFit Goals.
That's the name of the charge?
Yeah, that's the name of the charge.
Yes, ma'am. That's the name of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you ready for that cancellation? Yes. I'm sorry, that refund number?
Yes.
Okay, that will be R as in Romeo. 919-2-9-9-8-3-8. Did you need me to repeat that for you, ma'am?
All right, let me repeat it to you. R is in Robert, 919-2-9-9-8-2-3-8.
No, ma'am. That's going to be 919-2-9-9-8-3-8.
Oh, 8-3-8. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you said it within 3 to 5 business days, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And who am I speaking to?
Kenyatta.
And do you have a
would you like for me to spell my name as well, ma'am?
It's K-E-N.
Yes, ma'am. Y as in yellow, A as in apple, D as in dog, A as in apple.
D as in dog, A as in apple. So K-E-N-Y. Y-A-D-A, right?
Yes, ma'am. Kenyatta.
Okay. And you have a representative ID number?
Just one moment, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. That's 8-7-0-6.
Six as... number 6?
Yes, ma'am.
8706. That's your customer service representative ID number, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So you, I hope. All right. So if any event that anything happens, I'll give you a call back and
Yes, ma'am.
And follow if I have to follow up on this refund amount.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
I appreciate your assistance.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with tonight?
That's all. I appreciate your assistance, Ms. Kenyatta.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
All right.